Welcome back here in Fargo. Girls game getting wrapped up. Cheyenne Raiden, Lady Bears hold serve 46-33. They come out on top. They're going to move to 10-10. The Fargo Gage Bearcats are going to drop to 11-10. So both these squads right around that mark, but a good showing here by the Lady Bears. They come out. Chloe McIntyre is going to finish. We have her 13. The scoreboard has her 11, but I think she's got 13. Emma Broadwater's got 10. Abby Barton with 10. Sydney Batchelor has 5. Tara Chandler with 2. Brianna Allen with 2 for the Lady Bears. And for the Lady Bearcats, 14 for Tatum Brown, and a great effort by the senior here on senior night, despite picking up a few fouls. Jessica Barton finished with 11, and the rest of the team only 8 points, as Kinsley Schneider had 3, Hallie Cook had 2, and Keely Cope had 3 there. It's fourth quarter was actually won by the Lady Bearcats, 15-11, but Cheyenne Raiden well in front after a big third quarter, and a big end of the second quarter, really sparked by Emma Broadwater coming in off the bench, and really starts a lot for this squad. But she was one of the three Lady Bears in double digits here tonight. And now it's going to be the guys' turn, getting ready to tip it off as we move on to the Cheyenne Raiden Bear boys coming in at 7-12, and the Fargo Gage Fort Supply Bearcat boys coming in at 12-8. And both the squads, once again, a little like the girls, trying to figure it out here late. Their districts will be the same. Fargo Gage going to play first Shattuck at Visai, whereas the Cheyenne Raiden Lady Bear, or Cheyenne Raiden Bear guys, are going to be at Arapahoe Butler versus Thomas in their opener. For Fargo Gage Fort Supply, 7 state appearances as Fargo, and 2013, 12, 08, 07, 04, 03, the 2000s, this team was a power going to state that many times. No state titles, 4 appearances themselves for Fort Supply, 96, 89, 62, and 61. They actually lost the 1961 state title to Taft all those years ago. Coach Mike Harris, in his second season, 19-18, came over from Earlsboro and Blue Jacket, where he coached a couple different spots before ending up here with the Bearcats. And for the Cheyenne Raiden Bears, they are led by Coach Levi Pierce. They have won state title in 2012 with Brad Thrash, the coach of that one. 3 title games, though, 2011 as well, and 1968, and 7 appearances. 2013 was their last one. They had 4 in a row from 2010 to 2013. So themselves, both of these squads were state powers in that 2000 to 2010 range, and a little bit past that. And right now they're looking to increase, get back to where they were before, find some of that past glory. Right now, both of them sitting right around 500. Cheyenne's coach Levi Pierce, his second season, 14-21, but he knows, they're 29 rather, or 24, I'm sorry, 14-24, but he knows something about winning. He was a Fort Cobb Broxton alum, 2015 and 2016 state champion. He was a 4-year starter. He went to state all 4 years, so he had a great career at this level as a player, much like Coach Carlson did on the girls' side for Cheyenne. So a lot of experience and knows how to win, and trying to teach that to this young Bear team. And we're going to get into kind of the players you want to watch and what you can expect tonight right after this. It's Cheyenne Raiden. It's the Bears taking on Fargo Gage Fort Supply, the Bearcats. Bears and Bearcats right after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Right now, the forgotten poor are waiting for healing and care, for life-saving medical care, for a chance to live with dignity and hope. They are waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. And now, as our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship sets sail, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now.
Without the work of Mercy Ships, these patients don't have another option.
Mercy Ships is answering the call to serve suffering people who have nowhere else to turn. Together, we are going to some of the world's most desperate places and bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most. To learn more about this wave of hope, go to mercyships.org today.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're in Ellis County. Bearcat Gymnasium, Fargo Gage Fort Supply, getting ready to square off against Cheyenne Raiden on the boys' side, and some of the players you want to keep an eye on tonight for the Bearcats. Riker Garten, the junior point guard, he's all a tournament in Buffalo. He had 14 points in their regional loss to Laverne when we had him last year, and he is a scoring machine. He's going to be a bulk of the offense here for Fargo Gage Ford Supply. He cannot get in foul trouble tonight. That's going to be a key here for them as he can light it up. And another one to keep an eye on, Donald Weber, senior on senior night. He was all tournament in Buffalo. Doesn't start, but he's a streak shooter, and when he catches fire, it adds an offensive factor to this team they don't normally have, as they're going to look for someone to be that Robin to Riker Garten's Batman, as this team lost some talent last year to graduation to a transfer. Will Pockner transferred over to Shattuck. Those were three starters. Jacoby Reed was was their leading scorer a year ago, and he moved on to graduation. So Garten is really picking up the slack here, and he's a spark plug of a player. He's going to fly around out there, and as it sometimes seems like there's more than one of them out there. And for the Cheyenne Raiden Bears, they are led by senior Cason Rogers, 15 points a game, 5.5 rebounds a game, 1.9 assists per game. He is the guy who makes stirs the drink right now because they are missing their point guard. Luke Hawkins, the point guard, has a torn fibular ligament. He might be back for the postseason, but that's their best perimeter defender and the guy who starts the offense. This team has really sorely missed having their point guard out there, and it's going to be up to Cason Rogers to go toe-to-toe here with Riker Garten on the scoring load. Also keep an eye on the junior Gage Smeltzer, 40% from three he shoots. He's the second oldest starter, and experience going to be big here. You want to lean on some of your older players in this one to take care of business because you're going to have to be disciplined in this game. That's the name of the game here late in the season. Don't turn the ball over per usual. Right now, you want to be playing turnover-free basketball as much as you can heading down the stretch. This will be a good test for both of these squads who have tough districts to come out of and a good chance to get up against a good opponent here and try to kind of measure yourself of where you stand here in the back half of the season. Some of the keys we want to mention. Cheyenne, it's who takes care of the ball. You lose your point guard, sometimes you lose some of your ball handling. They cannot turn it over, and they're going to have to rely on some younger guys to get that done. As Fargo Gage Fort Supply going to apply a little pressure more than likely in this game. And for the Bearcats, defend the perimeter. There are three guys on this Bear team that can shoot it well from three, right around 40%. That's going to be Kyler Goads, one of them. Gage Smeltzer is the other one. And Connor Allen, the freshman, can all shoot it really well. Now, with the point guard out, sometimes hard to find open spots for them and get off their own shot. But if they are open, they do knock it down. So you're going to have to keep an eye on the three ball tonight for the Bearcats. For Cheyenne, you got to get rebounds. You lack the size. You got four guys under 5'7". You're not the biggest squad in the world out there, so you're going to have to box out and get boards because there is a little bit of size on the other side for the Fargo Gage Fort Supply Bearcats. And for Fargo Gage Fort Supply, international flavors, the name of the game. It's a little bit like the Oklahoma City Thunder. They've got three players from different countries, from Italy. Federico Polacco is an exchange student, Martin Toloy, the senior from France, and also Elaine Diaz from Spain. Elaine from Spain, also the junior here. So a lot of different players from all over the world here at Fargo Gage Ford Supply, which is very interesting. And it'll be interesting here on senior night who can step up. And a lot of seniors as well. Rowdy Reinhardt starts, Toloy we mentioned, Cason Dunham, Donald Weber, and the previously mentioned Polacco, all seniors for this Fargo Gage Fort Supply squad. So going to have to come up big on senior night. Another key you want to look out for, stay in control. This Cheyenne team is tough. They're not big, but they've taken 38 charges through 16 games. That's a huge number. So they are not afraid to get down on the floor, to get the floor burns, to make the plays, to get the hustle plays. And you're going to have to play in control if you're Fargo Gage Fort Supply. So here we go. Getting ready. Both teams are going to go to the sideline. We're getting ready to announce the starting lineups. Cheyenne and Fargo Gage here coming up shortly. And right now, both squads are going to go up one last meeting before they tip this thing off and get into it. And same uniforms for both squads as the ladies had. You're going to see the black with the orange for the Bears. And for the Bearcats, once again, going to be in those white, black numbers, orange trim, and the blue stripe down the side. Getting all the colors. We mentioned they're like the Thunder. They also have Thunder-like colors. And that's as we get ready for senior night. Crowd's starting to fill up here. here in Ellis County. Nice little crowd. Love this gym. It's great wood paneling everywhere. It just feels like the Hoosiers gym in here. I love this place. As, here we go. She's just joining us. By the way, there's a big score that came through. Lomega's girls beat Medford 106-14 tonight. What a score of 106 in a high school girls game. Turpin also beat Balco 61-14 tonight. Covington Douglas beat Deer Creek Lamont 62-28. Boise City beating Tyrone 50-44. Canton over Dover 50-25. And time for your starters, Cheyenne Bear fellas. Sophomore Caden Markham going to get the start. Number 5, number 10, Kyler Goad, sophomore. Gabe Smeltzer, number 11, the junior. Cason Rogers, the senior, number 12. And number 24, the freshman, Connor Allen, for the Cheyenne Raiden Bears. And on the flip side, for the Fargo Gage Fort Supply Bearcats, we'll start with Rowdy. It looks like he's going to start some seniors here. Rowdy Reinhart, the senior, going to start. Cason Dunham, 20, the senior, going to start. Number 24, Federico Polacco, the senior, starting all seniors, it looks like. Number 4, Martin Talloy, the senior, getting the start here tonight. And it is an all-senior affair, as Donald Weber, the senior, also going to start. So typical starters, Riker and Dashgarten, the brothers, not starting tonight. I'm sure you'll see a lot of them. But the seniors getting the start, and good on Coach Harris getting those seniors out there on senior night. And those guys all play, so it's not going to be terribly different starting out with your seniors. Here we go, Bearcats and Bears from Ellis County coming up here at tip here shortly, round ball roundup. Again, both these squads, similar opponents and similar results with a lot of opponents. As you can kind of look at, they both destroyed Arnett. They've both had a different result versus Hammond. Fargo Gage Fort Supply lost 60-43 November 9th, but Cheyenne beat them 47-43 November 30th. So a little bit different there. They both lost to Shattuck, and it was closer. Fargo Gage Fort Supply 51-46, Cheyenne Raiden 61-44. There's the tip, and tipped up and goes right back to the Bears. And here we go. Gage Smeltzer going to maintain the basketball. Fargo Gage, or Cheyenne rather, going right to left. Fargo Gage will be going left to right as we're looking at it. Now out to the wing, come the Bears, and it's going to be Connor Allen, the freshman. Flips it right back to Markham. Bounce pass, post, that's Rogers. Takes one dribble, takes it to the other side, left hand up and good. Nice decision there, using the rim as a defender. And takes two, gets two, and it's two zip here early. Cheyenne Bears in front. Now picking up his dribbles, Polacco. They swing it around at Weber. Right back to Talloy. Wing three this time, and goes down for Cason Dunham. And the answer, 3-2. Bearcats in front of the Bears now, just early here in this first quarter. Driving kick outside. That's Rogers to the elbow, back out for a wing. The answer won't go. Long shot by Smeltzer. Hits all the backboard, quickly the other way. Come the Bearcats to Polacco, playing with the full-on face mask he's got. Looks like he had one of those a clear face masks, maybe something with his nose was, or something. Now we're going to get a long three, and another hit again as Cason Dunham comes out on fire. Hits his first two shots, nothing but net, and it's 6-2 already. 6:41 to go in the first quarter, and Dunham coming out with a hot hand. Connor Allen now, the freshman, giving it up to Goad. Goad drops to Rogers, back outside wing. Markham looking for space. Spin move. Spins back baseline off the glass. Tough shot. Gets it to go. That's two for Caden Markham. 6-4. Two-point lead for Fargo Gage Bearcats. Now Dunham. They give it over to Weber. Right back outside to Talloy. And the Frenchman gives it up to the perimeter. They give it right back to him on the wing. Kind of between the wing and the corner. They flying inside is Dunham. They almost turned it over, but he regathers it, and they reset on the other side with Polacco. He's getting there, moving the pieces around, looking for a cutter. Gives it right back outside to Reinhart. And they're getting a three from Weber. Hand in his face. Tough shot. Bounces high. Polacco skies for the rebound. Tips it around. Talloy comes after it. Body's on the ground. Ball still on the ground and pulled away by Weber. Coming away with a loose ball. Good hustle that time by the Bearcats. And now Talloy gives it right back to Weber. Talloy cuts inside. Nowhere to go. And they're going to get a travel call. So Weber shuffled his feet. Hand in his face out there. And good pressure that time by Cheyenne, and a turnover by the Bearcats. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. 6-4 is the score. And the Bearcats in front of the Bears, but the Bears with the basketball. Driving inside, gets all the way down to the paint. Is Smeltzer, kicks it back outside to Allen. And coming around the screen was Rodgers, and they almost poked away trying to get it to him. He's going to maintain the basketball. Spins around in the paint with the right hand. Floats around, and a rebound, though, on the backside by Smeltzer. Puts it back up on a fadeaway. Won't drop. Ball still tipped around and finally corralled, but a foot on the line as Rowdy Reinhardt thought he had possession but just had a tip of his foot on the end of that baseline. Goes right back to Cheyenne. Now going to be inbounded by Goad. And Goad bounces it to Markham. Back outside to Connor Allen. Flips it right back inside. Spinning around, looking for space is Markham. Still looking for room as he gives it off to Rodgers, but Rodgers is going to get called for the walk. So that time a turnover by Cheyenne. One too many moves in the paint that time, and it gives the ball right back to Fargo Gage Ford Supply. 6-4 the score. Bearcats lead under 5 to play now in this first quarter. Bounce pass, top of the key. Nowhere to go for Reinhardt. Bounce pass up under the hoop. Nice ball fake and takes it to the other side. Up and in is Dunham. He's great so far with 8. He ball faked up on the reverse side of the hoop, then took it back to the other side and where nobody was. Good decision there by Dunham. It's now 8-4, and all 8 points belong to Kaysen Dunham for Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Smeltzer back to Markham. Markham flips it over to Rodgers. Rodgers stops mid-post. Picks up his dribble, back outside to Connor Allen, who skips it all the way to the other side to Smeltzer. Smeltzer drives, hands it off to Rodgers, curling around with a fadeaway off the front iron, won't drop. Good offensive play, but shot wouldn't fall for Kaysen Rodgers. 8-4, score remains, 4:04 to go in this first quarter. Now over to Weber, the far corner, right back outside to a driving Polacco, who gives it to Talloy. Talloy, free throw line, Reinhardt, one dribble, back outside to Polacco. Now to Talloy in the near corner. Pass fakes and gives it right back to the hot hand. That's Dunham, and he's guarded now by Rodgers. Dunham forces the issue, takes it inside. He's going to get a call for a walk. He wanted the foul, didn't get it. That's a good call. Good defense that time by Cheyenne. And our first substitution, here comes Riker Garten for Martin Talloy. And with 3:42 to go in the first quarter, I didn't think they would actually sit Riker that long. And they did a nice job already. 8-4 coming out for the seniors with a nice start, starting all 5 seniors on senior night for Coach Harris. 3:34 to go here in this first quarter. Drive around baseline, nowhere to go for Markham, so he bounces it back out. Goad looking for room. Stops, hands it back off to Rodgers, Kaysen Rodgers from the mid post. Double teamed, got to get rid of it, back outside. Smeltzer now looking for space, hands it off. We get a three from Connor Allen from the wing, and he hit it. Deep three by Allen, the freshman. And finally, somebody getting on the board for three for Cheyenne, their first three of the game. 8-7, cuts it to 1. Drive inside, Reinhardt back outside. That's Garten. Garten floats it back to Reinhardt. Baseline shot, long 2, rebound though, Riker. Garten takes it right back up with the right hand. It rolls out on him and almost ripped away on the rebound was Dunham. And it's going to go out of bounds and go back to Cheyenne, as it looked like right there. Goad thought he had the rebound all to himself. Dunham almost stole it from him but knocked it out of bounds. Goes back to the Bears. Crossing that timeline. Crossover by Smeltzer. Kicks it back outside. That's going to be a elbow 2 for Markham. That won't drop. And a rebound by Dunham. Looking to run. Gets in the paint. Bounce pass outside. Good shot fake by Polacco. Oh, almost poked away. Polacco has to regather it. Give it back out to Garten. Garten shows ball. Steps inside. And he's going to get called a hand check. Almost all ball by Smeltzer. Question is, are they going to give him the shot? I don't think so. I think this is going to be... That'll be the first foul on Smeltzer. First foul for anybody in this game. And they are going to say they're going to give Riker Garten free throws here on the continuation with 2:23 to go in the first quarter. 8-7. Fargo Gage leading Cheyenne. Riker Garten shooting 2. And that's his first point of the game. Makes it 9-7. And Garten going to be out there with Weber, with Polacco, with Dunham, who's been on fire here early, and with Rowdy Reinhardt. Second free throw won't drop for Riker Garten. Gage Smeltzer gets the board, and back come the Bears, trailing by 2. Chance to take the lead or tie here. Smeltzer crossing over. They've never led in this game yet, have Cheyenne, even though it's been close for most of this first quarter. Drive around by Goat. Picks up his dribble back outside. They flip it over to Connor Allen. Just hit that 3. He is now double-teamed. He gets rid of it. Back outside to Markham. Markham driving baseline, and they're going to kill a blocking foul. Reinhardt couldn't beat him to the spot. That's going to be the first foul on Fargo Gage Fort Supply and the first on Rowdy. With under 2 to play here in the first quarter, 9-7 is the score. Fargo Gage in front of Cheyenne. And the Bears, though, going to inbound, try to get the lead or tie it here. And Connor Allen guarded by Weber. Rifle it inside. They're going to be a spin move in the paint by Markham, and it's going to be a jump ball tied up, and that was Dunham coming from the blind side on him. And Casey Dunham with a whale of a first quarter here. 151 left. That ties it up. Jump ball possession arrow goes back to the Bearcats, and Polacco going to bring it up. Hands it off to Garten. Flips it back outside. It's going to be a three. Dunham, the hot hand. That rattles out, and a rebound by Markham. You got a Dunham and a Markham. And Markham flips it over to Gage Smeltzer, top of the key. And now Kaysen Rogers, driving kick, outside. Goad, in the paint, he had an open shot, didn't take it. Now he sets a screen for Allen, who comes up shooting from the elbow and rolls it just out. Oh, he hit every part of the rim, and it came out on him. And Connor Allen got a nice-looking shot for the freshman. Garten, from the wing, flips it back over to the corner. That's Polacco. He drives into the elbow. Skip pass to Weber, almost dropped it. And flips it back outside to Dunham, and Dunham resets. 102 to go in the quarter, 9-7. Fargo Gage leads Cheyenne. Bearcats with the ball. Handoff, Weber. Handoff, Polacco. A little bit of a weave. Polacco drive outside, kick to Dunham. He's wide open for three, an air ball. Couldn't get it to drop, and a rebound by Cheyenne. Markham comes away with it. Markham looking to drive. He drives a little Euro step inside, and nice job attacking the basket and picking up the foul by Caden Markham. He's going to go to the free throw line, and that's going to be a foul on Casey Dunham. Second foul of the game for Fargo Gage Fort Supply, only the third foul of the game, period. And that's going to put him at the line, 4-2. First one up and off the back of the iron, no good. Score remains 9-7, Fargo Gage in front. Weber's going to come out of the game now, and that's going to bring in number 25, Dash Garten, Riker's brother, a sophomore. And Markham at the free throw line for the second one, and that one drops. Markham has three. It's a 9-8. Still, Cheyenne cannot quite get the lead in this one. 37 seconds to go. Bearcats with the ball. Casey Dunham is going to dribble it around the Fargo logo at midcourt. Waiting on this last 30 seconds. No one coming out to get him. As the Bears now look to be in a 2-3 zone here with 22 seconds to go. Although it's hard to tell because they're all kind of standing around guys, but it looks like they're going to pack this thing with 15 seconds to go. Dunham, everybody's saying let's go, and here finally people start moving. Bounce pass, backdoor cut by Garten, try to slip it inside, and does to Reinhardt, who comes up and shoots. Good possession there, Reinhardt for two, and 3 seconds to shoot for Cheyenne. They got to get rid of it. Crossover from half court, good if it goes by Goad, and it's not going to go. So first quarter in the books, 11-8 to score. Fargo Gage leads Cheyenne. Back in second quarter after this, it's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here at Ellis County. 11-8 to score. Fargo Gage Fort Supply Bearcats lead the Cheyenne Bears at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter upcoming here, and going to start with the Cheyenne Bears having the basketball here. We've yet to lead, but it's been tight the whole way through as it kind of started out, and teams trading buckets here early offensively for the Bearcats. Looks like out there they're going to start with Riker Garten as well as Dash Garten. Also some Polacco's going to stay out there. Dunham's going to stay out there. And looks like we see our first appearance from number 33, Lathan Glisson. And Cheyenne coming out. Going to be in Smeltzer. It's going to be Kyler Goad. It's going to be Connor Allen. And now swinging it around to Caden Markham, still in the basketball game. That's poked away. Also, Kaysen Rogers, that's going to be poked away and stay here with Cheyenne. Good hands there by Riker Garten. Going to stay here with the Bears. It's just getting underway here in the second quarter. 11-8. Connor Allenback has thought about a three out there in the wing. He's going to try to drop it in the post. It's stolen away by Riker Garten. He's got Polacco in front of him. Beats everybody, though, streaking down the floor and showing the speed and picking up two coast to coast. Goes Riker Garten. He's got three, 13-8 to score. 7:35 to go in the half. Now crossing the timeline is Gage Smeltzer. Going to flip it over to the wing. We're getting a quick three by Goad, and he hit it. And we talked about how good they shoot it from deep. That time Goad with a nice arc on that shot. Makes it 13-11. Big bucket there for the Bears. Garten flipping it back to Dunham. That's Polacco. Polacco dribble weave now on the perimeter, looking to try to get inside, and Riker Garten does, but he drives and kicks out for the other Garten, and Dash Garten knocks down a three. Good penetrating kick by Riker. Scores back to 16-11. Under 7 to play here in his half. Top of the key, Smeltzer down into the post, spin move under there, and tied up under the hoop is Markham. And they're going to get a jump ball. Or no, they're going to call a foul here. That's going to be a foul, loose ball foul, going for the rebound. That will be the third foul on Fargo Gage Ford Supply, and that will be his second on Dunham. Picking up two quick ones. He's going to take a seat, and Weber is going to come in now for the Bearcats. He's going to quickly run over to guard what would have been a wide open Markham or wide open Rogers there in the corner. He's going to come around two screens and shoot it from the mid post. A great out of bounds offensive player there by Coach Pierce. And Rogers picks up two. Came off a couple screens, found a wide open look. 16-13 to score. Weaving the outside. Garten looking to drive and kick again. Out to Dash. Dash gets in there, almost loses the basketball. Back outside. Polacco, a little Euro step from the Euro, and he's going to try to pass it inside. It's kicked out of bounds by Cheyenne. That was a nifty move by Polacco, but going to go off the Cheyenne Bears. Going to stay here, though, with the Bearcats, who lead by three with 6:30 to go in the half. Polacco slaps the ball, flips it quickly inside. Glisson, who loses the basketball, goes on the ground to get it. Ball is still on the ground. Cheyenne covering it up, and a timeout there by Coach Pierce to save the possession. 6:25 to go in the half. Ford Fargo Gage leads Cheyenne 16-13. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Welcome back here on the campus of Fargo Gage High School. That's where they're playing this one tonight. Sometimes they play at Fort Supply, but tonight we're at Fargo. And right now the home team leads 16-13 over the Cheyenne Bears. 6:25 to go in the half. And Cheyenne with the chance to tie it again. Been a while since they've tied it. But every time they kind of creep close, Bearcats hit a big shot and take the lead back. Right now dropped in. Spin move right side off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Allen off the air ball. Trying to save the ball and finally does. Gets it over to Goad. Good job by Allen just saving the possession. Back outside. Bounce pass under the hoop to Allen. He's a little hesitation moving there. And he double clutched it and put it in for two. 24 going to be a nice player for Cheyenne here in the future. Athletic move. Riker Garten. Hesitation dribble. Back outside. Polacco stops mid-post, skips it over to Weber. He's open in the corner for a three. High arcing shot. Went down, came back out again. And a fight for the board and an elbow to the face, looked like. Caden Markham took a shot there. He's going to get pick up the foul. That'll be... Couldn't see who quite leveled him there. Looked like that's going to be on 22, Donald Weber. Coming off the miss. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Fort Supply, Fargo Gage Fort Supply Bearcats. 5:47 to go in the half, and they lead by a point. So now Cheyenne can take the lead here. First lead of the game if they can get a bucket. Smeltzer now over the corner to Goad. Bounce pass inside. Bounce pass back to Smeltzer. He didn't like it, so he's going to dribble back out. Flips it inside. Rogers cutting inside, slicing his way to the hoop, but missed the lay-in. Right idea. Rogers couldn't connect. Still a one-point lead. Riker Garten, drive kick outside. Shot fake. Spin inside by Dash Garten. Lost one up. Misses everything. Rebound by Glisson, who kicks it back out, and they reset. Good rebound there by Glisson to save the possession. And now they give it right back to Dash Garten. Over to Polacco. Dribble weave outside. They give it to Weber. Weber hand it back to Dash. Dash flip it back to Polacco. Stops. Little floater inside. 12-footer won't fall for him. Glisson grabs it again. It's poked away from him. It goes right to Polacco. Another good rebound there. And Polacco might have got away with the travel there as his feet slid out from under him, but stripped away. He gets possession again. Over to Riker Garten. Shot fake. Drive inside. Euro step. Little floater. Nice move by Riker Garten for two more. He's got five. 18-15. Fargo Gage Fort Supply in front by three. 4:39 to go in the half. Now bringing it up is Smeltzer. Picks up his dribble. Got to take it out to the wing. It's man defense here for Fargo Gage. Drive inside and a floater floating towards the baseline and a tough shot for Rogers and an ill-advised shot. Good job by Weber. Riker Garten tries to take it coast to coast. It's stripped away from him. They flip it back to Dash, who's open on the wing for three. It bounces long. Rebound Polacco under the hoop. Takes it back up and in. The hoop and the harm. The senior from Italy picks up two and a chance to make it three. 4:17 to go in the half, and that foul going to be called on Markham, his first, only the second team foul. Wholesale substitutions here. Dash Garten, Weber, Glisson coming out of the game. They're going to bring back in Kaysen Dunham playing with two fouls. Rowdy Reinhart. And the free throw, no good. The and one opportunity, no good. Also, by the way, Devin Smith, the junior, coming in for Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Score remains 20-15, 4:10, and a quick three by Cheyenne up Allen. That's a heat check. That won't drop. Riker Garten changing the pace, slows it up. Looked like he wanted to attack. Instead, he pulls back. Smart decision there by Riker. Flip it back outside to Polacco. He gives it back to Riker Garten. Shot fake, baseline. Tried to throw it baseline. Oh, but it went right back to him with his foot on the line. And a tough break. Good defense there by Caden Markin. Cut off baseline. He was trying to throw the baseline pass at the corner. Bounced it right back into him while his foot was on the line. And a turnover. 20-15. Fargo Gage in front. 3:46 to go in the half. Gage Smeltzer running the point. Gives it up to Rogers. Crossing over. Mid post. Nowhere to go. Back outside to Smeltzer. Wide open. Top of the key. Oh, rattled down but came out for him. Tough break and an open look for Smeltzer. Dunham. Everyone in Cheyenne gets back on defense. Nowhere to go for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. Crossover. Dunham almost lost the basketball, but gets it over to Garten. Garten, Polacco, back to Dunham. 3:20 to go. Team up five. They tried to give it right back and stolen away. Good defense there by Rogers. Looking for Polacco. Baseball pass, other end. Oh, shot fake by Goad. Tried to flip it off. It's poked away by Fargo Gage Fort Supply. And Goad had a look, but he steals it back. And now he's not going to pass it. He's going to take it all the way in for two. Made the extra pass before. It didn't work out. That time, Kyler getting the steal and the bucket. Big one there, cuts it to three, 2:57 to go in the half. Garten tried to Euro step it, flips it inside, off the glass, and nice pass and bucket inside to Devin Smith. Devin Smith coming right off the bench and getting on the board. All that set up by the penetration from Garten. Smeltzer into the corner. Ball fake Goad. Now back outside. Markham over to Rogers. He's guarded by Reinhart. Gets in his face. They flips it right back to Markham. Back for a long two in the baseline. That's not going to drop for Smeltzer and a rebound. Fargo Gage Fort Supply looking to run. Dunham stops at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble and gets it over to Riker Garten. 2:15 to go in the half. 22-17. 5-point lead for Fargo Gage. Dribble weave outside. Looking for space inside. It's Dunham. Ball's on the ground. Driving down to get it. It's saved by Smith. Flips it over to Polacco. Back to Smith. Back outside. Shot fake. Reinhart drives baseline. And they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane. Probably on Smith. Stat is hung out there a little too long. And 22-17 lead, though. 5-point lead. 2:01 to go in the half. Dunham's going to come out. Weber's going to come in. Didn't see who exactly was in the lane. It might have been Dunham. Well, Devin Smith, they were both hanging out right around that area. And now Smeltzer gives it over to Allen. Connor Allen to Markham. Welcome to Smeltzer. Nowhere for Smeltzer to go with the basketball. He can't dribble. And loft inside. Everybody lost track underneath of Markham, who stops and shoots and scores under the hoop right on the right block. They just lost him, and he kind of found a little spot there behind the defense. 22-19, the score. Drive baseline, Polacco. Rifles one out to the other corner for Weber for three. Bounces high. Rebound fought for underneath by Riker Garten, and he gets fouled on the putback. Tough rebound there as Weber, who was a hot hand in the Buffalo tournament, missed a couple early. That foul is going to be charged to Smeltzer, who now has two of the three Cheyenne fouls. And free throws upcoming for Garten, who rattles that one in. And Riker's got six. 23-19. Back to a four-point lead for the Bearcats. 1:25 to go in the half. Second free throw for Riker Garten. He dropped them both down. He's now got seven. So first quarter, a lot of Case and Dunham. This second quarter have been Riker Garten for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. Smelter hands it back off. Little pass fake. They flip it out to the wing. Markham 4-3. Force that one. Is going to go long and a rebound by Polacco. Quickly back goes Cheyenne, doing a nice job getting back on defense of the Bears. And that time they poked it away, but goes right quickly back to Smith, who saved it from going out of bounds. And he's going to flash in the paint. Garten now hands it off in the corner to Polacco. Dribbles around, looking to penetrate. Reinhardt's got it. Hands it off to Garten. 50 seconds to shoot. He's going to stop a fadeaway from the elbow, and that's a miss. Rebound, good defense that time by Cheyenne. Rebound goes to Caden Markham. Pass to Allen in the near corner, right back outside. Smelter probing. Oh, that's poked away by Polacco, looking for trying to get it to the wing. It's a two-on-two. Polacco taking it all the way in himself and scores. He's got four. 27 seconds left in the half. It's now 26-19. Fargo Gage in front of Cheyenne. And they're going to slow it down and play for last shots. Coach Pierce tells them to hold up. No one's going to come out and get Smelter. He's just dribbling out by the logo. He's got 12 seconds left. Going to have to go now. Setting up the play. A couple down screens for Rogers. He comes around it on the wing. He's guarded by Reinhardt. Nowhere to go. Now he's double-teamed. Trying to force it up anyway with the floater. Bounces around. Just comes out. Fought for the rebound underneath. And they're going to foul with less than a second to go on the rebound. And I don't know if there's going to be a shooting foul or not. It is two shots. It's No. The foul is on two. It's on number two. So the second foul, and Reinhardt's going to end the half. 26-19 the score. Fargo Gage Fort Supply leads Cheyenne here at home. Halftime coming up. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Were you exposed to hazardous materials while serving in the military and have an illness or condition as a result?
If so, you may be eligible for VA benefits and services. Whether you need health care or want to file a disability compensation claim related to military exposures, VA is here to help. Visit va.gov/military-exposures to learn more and apply today.
You served your country. Now let VA serve you.
Here at Fargo Gage High School, halftime score 26-19, home team leads Cheyenne. But the ladies played earlier, and the ladies Bears were victorious. 46-33 was the final, and we got one of those Bears here. Abby Barton, a senior, joining us. How are you, Abby?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, very well, thank you. Now, 10 points tonight, but you got a little foul trouble early. What happened early? What were you thinking early? Were you like, all right, I got to calm down? Did you think, oh, crap? Like, what am I going to do in the second quarter? Or how'd that go?
So, starting off, you know, getting foul trouble early, it can be a problem, like, with size issues because,
right.
I mean, Fargo has a big girl, and I'm a big girl. And just having to sit down on the bench, I had to put my trust in my teammates to take up my slack.
Yeah, and speaking of those teammates, I mean, if you look at your score sheet, everybody helped out. Like, when you sat, everybody kind of stepped up. You got some great minutes from some people down all the way down the line here, from Brianna Allen with a couple points, Tara Chandler, Abby Ford, Emma Broadwater coming off the bench was fantastic at the end of that quarter. Talk about the depth you guys have and how that helps you guys moving forward.
So our depth, we have a lot of younger players that might not have been so experienced as some of the others, but they've put through a lot of work this season, and I mean, they've been able to give us the minutes that we needed, the rest, the help, the points along the way, and I mean, it's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, you guys coming off state quarters, but your coach retires, new coach. How has that adjustment been? Is it a whole new system? Is it a different at all, or is it kind of the same thing?
It is. It's been a whole new system with our old coach. I mean, he's old style, you know, simple. With our new one, she likes to push. She likes to go hard.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's been a change, but we're starting to adapt, especially right before playoffs. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and it worked for you tonight, going hard, of the pressure defense really kind of getting to him at the end. You knew coming into this, you'd have a tough matchup in the post with Tatum Brown. You guys seemed to triple team her at times, but you did a really nice job on her. What did you work on coming into this, trying to stop her in the, at 44 in this one?
We just had some scouting, you know, a couple players that we knew could shoot the three, and of course Tatum down in the post. Knew some that we could help off of. So just, you know, knowing the players and like knowing who could help and rotate and be there.
Now, senior year, you're back to 500, but played well tonight. Tough stretch coming up. Said you had Arapahoe, you got ceiling. A lot of big guns coming up. What are you looking to do here down the stretch, kind of heading into the postseason? What do you want this team to look like when it gets to playoff time?
You know, I want us to be working together. Like, everybody show up every day, work as hard as you can, no matter the matchup. Mm-hmm. Because if you work together, I mean, things can go the way that you don't expect it.
Anything can happen in the postseason.
Yes.
You've seen it before. You've been in a lot of winning teams. And you've been charged with kind of teaching these younger players how to win a little bit. But worked out for you tonight. You're back to 500, playing well at the right time, Abby. Congratulations on the win. Good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Abby Barton, senior from the Cheyenne Bears. She was fantastic tonight. Barely played in the second quarter, foul trouble. She still had 10 points on the evening. So great game. Also defended Tatum Brown really well this evening. The girls coming out victorious for Cheyenne. Guys right now in a dogfight, 26-19. Fargo Gage Fort Supply leads the Bears about 3 minutes to go before we tip off this second half. We'll take a break and come right back. Talk about the leading scorers and what you can expect in the second half right here on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I ended up spending all my money on heroin, and then I crashed my car and almost killed 3 people. Adult and Teen Challenge is the only reason that I'm still here, and being sober, I feel good for the first time in my whole life.
Adult and Teen Challenge of Oklahoma offers quality recovery programs serving both men and women, as well as adolescent boys and girls. If you or a loved one need help with addiction, please call us at 405-600-1920 or reach us online at okteenchallenge.com.
Back here in Fargo, score at the half, 26-19, home team in front of Cheyenne Bears, getting ready to tip off that second half. Your leading scores after that one, First quarter belonged to Kaysen Dunham. He had 8 points. Second quarter belonged to Riker Garten, who had about seven, or at least five in that quarter, six in that quarter. Roddy Reinhardt had two. Federico Polacco from Italy had four. Dash Garten had three. And Devin Smith coming off the bench with some good minutes with two there late. And for the Cheyenne Bears, spreading it out a little bit with the starters. Kaden Markham's got five. Kyler Goad has five. Four for Kaysen Rogers and five for the freshman Connor Allen. The starters only ones on the board, as not a lot of bench players have gotten in, as not dipping really into that bench is Coach Pierce, as it is pretty much the five starters for the entire first half, or it was. I mean, nobody else entered the game at all. So not a very deep guys team, young guys team here for the Bears, and they're going to bring those starters back out again here for the second half. It's going to be Goad. It's going to be Smeltzer. It's going to be Kaysen Rogers, Connor Allen, and Caden Markham. And Fargo Gage going to start with a basketball in the lead for this second half. And it's going to start with Riker Garten, who's going to start this half in there with Dunham. He's going to drive back outside to Donald Weber for three. And he comes out shooting, and he comes out scoring. And that's the Donald Weber they saw in the Buffalo tournament. He now has three. Here he's one for three from out there, but that one looked pretty. It's now 29-19, and just like that, coming out of the break, Coach Harris draws up a play and a three for the Bearcats. Bounce inside to the post. Kick back outside. We're getting a three for Smeltzer. That's going to bounce long with a backside rebound for Rogers, who takes it right back up in, lowers that shoulder, and gets two more. And Kaysen Rogers with a quick two makes it 29-21. Good answer that time by the Bears. Pretty early in the third quarter. Quick three by Weber, and that's going to bounce long. Quick trigger that time, and a rebound by Smeltzer, who gives it right back to Markham, back to Smeltzer. And this time, Rogers is going to handle it at the top. And Coach Pierce is putting the ball in the hands of his leading scorer. They get over to Smeltzer. Went drive in, nowhere to go. Rogers drives in, flips it inside to Markham. Extra pass over to Smeltzer. He's stuck in the lane. Flips it up, underhand pass to Rogers. He comes in flying in and misses the bank shot. And a rebound by Fargo Gage for supply. Dunham now to the corner to Polacco. He bounces out to Garten. Garten, shot fake, gets in the paint, shoots a little floater inside and hit it. And that was pretty by Riker Garten. Showed ball, everybody bit. He got inside and just got just enough space to make it. Nine for Riker. 6:32 to go in the third quarter. It's a 10-point lead, 31-21. Bearcats over the Bears. Rogers trying to answer from the baseline, and he rolls it in. Kaysen Rogers going right back at Riker Garten. Makes it 31-23. Crossover by Dunham. Back outside to Weber, who gives it to Garten. And everybody clears out. Shot fake again around Allen. Drive a kick outside to Dunham. 4-3 from the wing, and he hit it. Picking up where the senior left off. Kaysen Dunham all of a sudden with 11. Shooting it well from three tonight are the Bearcats. 34-23 the score. Rogers stops dribble on Dunham. Has to get rid of it. Gives it back out to Smeltzer. Gives it right back to Rogers. Rogers looking to drive in the paint. Jump stop. Almost lost the ball. Regathers, turns. Thought he was going to shoot it. Pass, extra pass inside. And a miss by underneath the hoop by Smeltzer. And a jump ball. Right idea. Great pass by Markham. But that's going to be a possession arrow, though. We'll stay here with Cheyenne. As it was Rogers. Looked like he was going to shoot. Passed at the last minute to Markham, who rifled it over to Smeltzer, who missed the lay-in. But the Bears maintain possession. Now in the post. Spinning around. Markham looking for room. Forced one up. Didn't go. Rebound. Polacco poked away by Smeltzer, who gets the steal. Right back inside. Flying inside. Allen. Dipsy-doo shot underneath, and he missed it. Maybe one too many moves. Quickly ahead. Other side. Polacco racing down the floor, and it's going to be a charge on Polacco. Took the ref a long time to call that one. As Polacco out of control coming down the other end. Nice job that time. We talked about being in control against this Bears squad. They do get a lot of charges, and that's another one on their resume. They do a great job of getting back on defense and getting set. 34-23 is the score. Bearcats in front. Drive kick outside of Rogers. Rogers getting a screen, coming around it, going to pull up from the free throw line. That shot won't fall. And another rebound by Smeltzer, who's not that tall, but he's got a ton of rebounds tonight. Smeltzer drives inside to the paint, picks up his dribble, back out to Rogers. Shows ball, drives baseline. He's too far underneath. Oh, he tried to take it back up and in, but he missed the shot. Flips it over to Markham. He's stuck in the paint. Fadeaway shot, and that one finally drops. A lot of looks at it that time for the Bears. 34-25. That was a big shot to keep it to single digits. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Keep the lead. Quick three by Weber. Oh, went down, came back out. That time a break for the Bears. Weber has a quick release. He barely touches that ball before he shoots it. Now on the wing is Markham. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line, back outside of the near corner. Again, shy angle and left to right here as we're looking at it this time. They're going to pull it back and set up. Markham doesn't like it. Gives it over to Smeltzer. Thought about a three. Instead, drives inside. Driving kick outside to Markham. Shows ball. Cut off. Picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go. Bounce pass. Back cut by Allen. Up under the hoop, and he missed the lay-in. He's upset with himself. Great cut without the basketball, and a nice pass by Markham. Ooh, little Euro step by Garten, who floats one out. Won't go for him. Kind of showed ball with his right hand and came up and shot it in the paint. Nifty little moves there for Riker Garten. He was only a junior here for Fargo Gage. Baseline fadeaway. That time, Cason Rogers. He's been trying to hit that fadeaway all night. That time he kind of faded to the side instead of back and was able to hit that one. 34-27. All the Bears have now cut it to 7. 3:34 to go in the third quarter. Looking for Weber. Poked away. Nice job. I got a hand on it, but goes right back to Fargo Gage Fort Supply and out to Dunham. He's going to pull up for three from the wing. It bounces around. No good and swallowed up. The rebound there by Cason Rogers. As Kyler Goad, who almost came away with a steal that last time down the floor. Chance for the Bears to claw back in. Little floater off glass. Won't hit anything else. Goes right inside to Reinhart. And we're going to get a foul on that rebound. They're going to get a timeout here. That is a timeout. That's going to be a timeout by Fargo Gage. 3:08 to go in the third quarter. 34-27 the score. Bearcats lead the Bears. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Welcome back here in Ellis County. It's 34-27. Home team, Fargo Gage leads Cheyenne by 7. They've led the whole time, but every time it looks like they're going to start to pull away, Cheyenne fights back. They've been able to keep it relatively close. And right now, big possession upcoming here. The Bears need to stop, try to get the football back. We had a wet spot on the floor, and we are now trying to clean it up. Nice job there by the young man on towel duty. Done his job. We're now ready to go. Floor is clean, and we are ready to start this last 3:07 of this quarter. 34-27 the score. Bearcats with the basketball. Dunham right back to Riker Garten. Now over to Talloy's back in the game. They swing it back down to the post. Rowdy Reinhart blocked away by Rogers, who swatted it out of bounds. Reinhart thought he had no one behind him. Rogers with a nice rotation. They're going to call a foul on him, though. Interesting. That's a tough call. That is looks like Cason Rogers is going to pick up a foul. I guess he shoved him in the back before he blocked it. But that will be the first foul on anybody here for Cheyenne. It's going to put Reiner at the free throw line, and he misses the first one. Maybe a little poetic justice there, as I don't know that was a foul. But at any rate, he's charged with one, and now Reinhardt's going to get a second free throw. It is up, and it is in. Rowdy gets his third point. And that is now lead down back up to 8, 35-27. Back comes Cheyenne. Quick three in the wing. Almost goes down, but missed by Goad. Right now, the Bears usually shoot it really well from deep. Have not so far. Garten, corner, Dunham. Shot fake, driving baseline, slips it inside. Glisson takes it right up, and I think he's going to call for a walk, and he is. He has shuffled the feet a little too much for Lathan Glisson. He's now going to take a seat. And that was a quick few minutes. They're going to bring back in Devin Smith after that travel. So Garten is out there. It's Dunham. It's Talloy. It's Reinhart. It's Smith for the Bearcats. Starters still in for Cheyenne. They'll play most of the game and have. Kyler Goad around the perimeter. Flips it over to Allen. They swing it all the way around. It's going to be a three this time on the other side. Smeltzer knocked it down. And that's the Bears we know. Another three. Don't look now. It's a five-point game, 35-32, 10 to go in the third quarter. Pass, wing, Dunham, right back to Garten. He's got Toloi in the other wing, so he gives it to him. Bounce pass inside to Reiner. Cut by Dunham inside of the hoop. He's triple teamed, and wisely didn't take that up. Smart decision there by the senior. Three defenders down there. They give it back to him. He's going to try a three from the wing. That one's going to bounce long, though. Tipped and saved by Smeltzer. Nice rebound by Smeltzer. Crosses over. He's going to get it over the timeline. Now, corner, Allen, three. He's open. He knocked it down, and it's a two-point game. Connor Allen. Nothing but net, and all of a sudden, with a minute 36 to go, Cheyenne's cut it to two. Toloi back to Garten, other side. Dunham, another skip pass to Toloi in the far corner, and that one wrapped up and bottled up by Smeltzer, who grabbed it and a jump ball, but the possession arrow stays with the Bearcats. And the momentum now shifting towards Cheyenne as Fargo Gates trying to hold this lead. Smith's going to inbound it on the far sideline. And right in front of him is going to be Reinhardt. Right behind Reinhardt is going to be Toloi, and Garten's in there. So they've rifled it in down into the corner, and they quickly get it back to Dunham, and they start the offense. Reinhardt wing, skip pass, near wing to Toloi, top of the key, back to Toloi. Shot fake, driving baseline, tries to hand it off to Smith, and they were a little too close together, and it's a turnover ball on the ground, and we're going to call a foul on Toloi, trying to go after the loose ball, and an ill-advised pass by Toloi. That's going to be his first foul. Second team foul for the home squad. Not many fouls in this one. Girls game had a lot of them. But that's a turnover, and now Cheyenne with a chance to take the lead. They've never led. They've tied it multiple times. And 104 to go here in this quarter. They trail by two. Quick three. That's going to be Goad. Rolls around. Rebound, though, under the hoop. Back up, and a foul on the putback on Rogers, who got position on that right block and takes it back up to shoot two. The shot wouldn't go for him. And that foul is going to be charged to Devin Smith. That'll be his first one, team's third. And Rogers with a chance to tie the game again with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Bears showing some fight here after being down by as many as 11. That one drops. Rogers has 11. And one more will tie it. He's got nine. He is now tied. Or nope. Okay. He's tied with Kaysen Dunham for leading scorer, and now he leads him. He's got 12, and they were tied at 35 with 55 seconds to go in this quarter. Skip pass. Garten went for the steal, didn't get it. Dunham's going to regather it, and Smeltzer comes to get him. Smeltzer almost gambled and lost. Now they get it over to Garten. Quickly in the post. Smith, one dribble, bounce pass under the hoop, and they're going to tag him on the arm on the pass. That'll be a foul on Cheyenne. Foul will be on the ground, and that will be Gage Smeltzer's third, though. So he is now officially in foul trouble. 39 seconds to go in this third quarter. Corner, Garten, thought about a three, said no. Hesitation, he's going to shoot a fadeaway two instead. Bounces around, doesn't go. Tough shot, won't drop. Rebound by Cheyenne. Markham quickly ahead to Goad. Goad right back to Smeltzer at the free throw line, and he stops the brakes and pulls it out. Good decision, Sam. We're going to play for last shot. They can take the lead with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Cheyenne can take their first lead here at the buzzer if they hit this, and now we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Pierce, who wants to set up a play. 14.5 to go in the third quarter. Knotted up at 35. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Did you know that heart transplants don't last a lifetime, and the average is 17 years? One in four children face a chance of needing another within 5 years. Enduring Hearts is the only nonprofit dedicated to funding research that helps kids with heart transplants live longer, healthier lives. Enduring Hearts has funded research from the leading institutions across North America, and we will not give up. Please join our mission to save lives and consider donating today. Visit enduringhearts.org.
Welcome back here in Fargo. Tie game, 35-35, 14.5 left. There was a 7-point lead for Fargo Gage at the half. It's now erased. It's now tied up. And Cheyenne can take their first lead here, 14.5 to go. Coach Pierce drawing up a timeout play out of this timeout. And the inbounder going to be the leading scorer here. Kaysen Rogers will be inbounding the basketball. We got another wet spot on the floor, so either someone is sweating profusely or there's some sort of leak. Now we're cleaning that up. It's right over where the timeout happens for the Bears. Rogers going to inbound, far side, three guys baseline. Goad goes down to set a screen for Smeltzer, who pushed off, got away with it, and they're going to hand it right back to Rogers. Rogers steps inside. Fadeaway, baseline. That's his shot. Air ball. Rebounded by the Bearcats. 6 to shoot. Dunham, 4 to shoot. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. He's got to shoot it. 2 seconds. 1 second. Heave. It'll count if it goes by Polacco, and it does not. And that will do it for the third quarter. Great game here in Fargo. 35-35 to score. Fourth quarter coming up on Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here in Fargo, Bearcats tied with the Bears. 35-35, a 16-9 of third quarter by Cheyenne has knotted this thing up at 35. Some other scores right now. Visalie leads Sealing in the third quarter by 2 and a good one, 36-34. Arapahoe Butler up big on Merritt, 33-18. That one also in the third quarter as Dover leading Canton 24-19 currently. And here we're tied at 35. Inbounded. Oh, by the way, 38-39, Fairview and Thomas in a dogfight right now as well. Cheyenne going to start with the basketball. Turn around. Markham runs out of space, and he's going to get fouled trying to spin into the block, left block. And that's going to be possibly two free throws here. Blocking foul. Nope, they're not going to give him continuation, just a blocking foul. That'll be the first foul on Riker Garten. Inbounded still by the Bears under the hoop. Again, they can take the lead. Smeltzer inside Rogers. Curls around, right hand. Oh, and he missed a wide open lay-in. He was too wide open. Ripped away underneath by Markham, who takes it up. Gets the foul in the bucket. And Markham did it the hard way as Rogers missed an easy two. Instead, Markham going to go to the free throw line, and Cheyenne leads 37-35. That'll be the third foul on Dunham also. All set up by the rebound by Caden Markham. And the and one goes down for him. He's got double digits with 10. The three-point lead now, 38-35. Bearcats now with the ball crossing the timeline. Over on the wing, Riker Garten back to Dunham. Rifles inside the free throw line. Back outside to Weber, 4-3. He's open, bounces high. A rebound, though, under by Reinhart on the board, and he's going to get fouled. Looks like on the floor, though. Yeah, is pushing the back on the board, and that will be Caden Markham's second, team's third. No shooting foul. Reinhart's going to inbound underneath his own hoop. Everybody on the perimeter for this inbounds pass. Garten flashes in, but they flip it outside of Polacco, back out to Weber. They were looking for a quick three. That was good defense by Smeltzer, closing out on the shooter. Top of the key. Garten now the corner to Weber. Flash inside the free throw line. They kick it back down to the baseline, back out to the corner for Weber, trying to get an open look at three and just can't get it. Now that's Dunham, back out to Garten. Been a while since Garten scores. Weber tries a deep three, comes up short, right back to Riker Garten. He comes on the attack, off the glass, won't go, gets his own rebound, and they're going to call a foul, I believe, on the floor, and that will be on Caden Markham. His third, team's fourth, so a couple quick ones on Caden. No shooting foul. They're going to stay under the hoop. 38-35, Cheyenne leads Fargo Gage. Dunham now gets it in the wing. As he had it in the corner, he dribbled it to the wing, top of the key, dribbled it all the way, gave it to Garten. Now baseline for Polacco, who hits a long two. And he's got six, cuts it to one, 38-37, 6:43 to go. Good bucket there by the Italian. Just took what the defense gave him, found a little space. They were closing out the three, so he did it from about 12 feet out. Bounce pass, elbow, Markham spins, kicks it back outside. We're getting a wing three, that's Smeltzer. It's an air ball, hit a little bit of backboard and a rebound by Weber. He flips it right back to Garten, and now the Bearcats can take the lead back, trailing by one, 6:19 to go. Weber back to Garten, to Dunham. No look pass down to the block to Polacco, drops it down inside to Smith. Turn, shoot by Reinhart, and he's won't go, blocked away. It looked like Smeltzer got a piece of that. Either on the way up, maybe, but either way, it was a miss and a rebound by Smeltzer, who's been great on the boards for the point guard. Drop it out to Rogers. He drives baseline up under, hit it off the bottom of the hoop, but rebounded again by Markham. Gives it right back to Rogers, who misses that one. Markham gets it again, takes it up, hits the deck, and gets fouled. And Markham, another hustle play, getting all the second chance points. And that was just kept alive by number five. 5:47 to go, and that time he just wanted it more under the boards there. That'll be the second foul, and Garten going to put Markham at the free throw line. And we got a fan who's been a little too loud, so he's been gotten a warning from the crowd. Being a little too critical. So we've issued a crowd warning here, and the free throw goes up and down for Markham. He hits it. His team's up two, 39-37, 5:47, and second free throw for Caden Markham goes down with 12. And to be honest, we've seen way too many crowd warnings here at these games for parents, and you'd like to see a little less of that, I guess. This is a foul now on the arm. He's a little too vocal, so it's hard enough on these guys out here calling this game. But that's going to be a foul on Cheyenne, a reach-in foul. That'll be the first foul. Now on Connor Allen, the freshman, that's five for Cheyenne. Here's 5:44 to go. 40-37 the score, three-point lead for the Bears. Quick three, Garten, top of the key, and he tied it up. Riker Garten got a smooth stroke. That was 12 for Riker and ties it up. Clutch shot there by Garten with 5:28 to go. Now Rogers looking to answer. He's in the paint, find a little space, just stops and pops and missed it again. And Rogers, a rebound by Dunham, who's fouled on the board. And that's going to be the 16th foul on Cheyenne. A little too aggressive there. That'll be the second foul on Kaysen Rogers, who has gotten some good looks here in the last two or three minutes. He's shaking his head out there. He's gotten some point-blank looks or some good shots that have not dropped for a guy who usually makes those. It's 5:17 to go. Garten going to bring it over the timeline. Corner, Weber, 4-3 from the wing. Get down, came back out, but a rebound put back by Reinhart. Won't go. Tipped around. Rebound, Weber, put back goes. That time it was Fargo Gage who stayed with it, and Weber gets his fifth point, and it's a 42-40. Fargo Gage in front, steal underneath by Polacco, and a foul on the floor on the inbounds pass, and if that's Rogers, that is Rogers, and that is three on Kaysen. His third foul, and that's 1-1. Should be 1-1. And it is 1-1. That's going to put Dash Garten at the free throw line. And Dash Garten with the steal on the other end. They call him Dash. He's a really good cross-country runner. It's a good name for a runner. 1-1, drops it down. He's got four for the sophomore. 43-40, three-point lead now for the home team. Fargo Gage leads Cheyenne. 5 minutes to play. A lot of lead changes here in this fourth quarter right now. Second free throw rolls out. Rebounded, though, by Markham, who's been huge here on the boards down the stretch. Drive, Rogers. This time he stops and pops from the three. He missed it again. That time he missed everything but the backboard. Quickly comes Garten. Garten got a trail on his wing, and they're going to call him for a carry. Nope. Yep, they are. A little too fancy that time for Riker. Tried to do a hesitation move, and Kay just got his hand underneath that basketball a little bit, and it was a turnover. 4:42 to go. His team leads by three. Cheyenne, though, can tie it up here. Connor Allen over to Markham. Corner, Smeltzer. He's got an open three. They're daring him to shoot it. Didn't take it. Goad gets a screen. Flips it back outside to Allen. The freshman gets in the paint. A little bit of room. Oh, dipsy-doo move, and he's going to get called for a charge. Yeah. As Riker Garten was set, and Allen a little bit out of control. Well, that's going to be his second foul. Going to go right back to Fargo Gates. The eighth team foul, but it's an offensive foul. So they will not shoot. They're just going to inbound it, and the Bearcats with a three-point lead and 4:24 to go. Going to take the basketball. Riker Garten crosses the timeline. Everybody back for Cheyenne in the zone. Quick three, Garten from the top, and he hit it, rattled it home. He's got 15, and they're going to get a timeout from Coach Pierce, and that's a good idea. 46-40 is the score, 4:12 to go. The Bearcats lead the Bears. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Gymnasium, the campus of Fargo Gage High School. It's 46-40 lead for the home team. They lead Cheyenne with about 4 minutes or so to go. A timeout, another timeout by Coach Pierce, as they've got only two left right now. That is their third timeout, as he called one, second one right before the end of that quarter, trying to run that play at the end of the third quarter. So two left, four for Fargo Gage, Fort Supply. So Coach Harris going to have a lot to work with if this game comes down to the wire. Out there for Fargo Gage, going to be Dash Garten, Federico Polacco. Going to be Rowdy Reinhart, Riker Garten, and Donald Weber on the floor for Cheyenne. Same five we've seen all game. There have been no substitutions. Again, they are missing their starting point guard, and they hope to have back for the postseason. Luke Hawkins not in this game. 4:07 to go. Big possession here for the Bears. Coming off a screen outside is Goad. He's free. It's an open three. It won't drop. It goes long, and I think Weber got a hand on it on the rebound. No, they're going to say out. He didn't touch it. They're going to say he did not get a hand on that. And that was a tough. Now, the crowd here is not going to like it, but the referee is a lot closer than we were to that play on that far side of the floor. Garten going to cross the timeline. 3:50 to go here in the game. It's a six-point lead. Cheyenne got to play defense here. They drop it into free throw line, back outside to Garten. Crosses over, looking for space. Gets around everybody, gets to the rack and scores. The quickness from Garten beat everybody to the hole. He's got 17. Starting to feel it now. 3:34 to go, and it's almost a quiet 17 for him. Ball fake, Goad. Thought about a three, said no. Just missed one. He's going to give it over to Rogers. Rogers driving baseline, cut off, fades back inside. Oh, and it rims out. Gets his own board, though. One dribble, trying to take it back up. Takes it up strong, and that won't fall too strong on the far side. And a rebound on the backside there by Fargo Gage. And that was Weber coming up with a board. And his team with lead, 48-40 lead, 3:07 to go. And the Bears need to stop in a bucket here desperately. Garten from the wing. Stripped away, and nice steal that time by Goad. Quickly ahead to Allen, who crosses over. Stolen back, though, by Polacco, and almost a breakaway. Stolen back again, this time Rogers. It's a breakaway. He's missed some of these. Oh, and it's blocked from behind, and a foul by Garten, they're going to say. And that would have been a big play if he would have dropped the bucket, but Garten made sure he was either going to foul him or block him. And I think that might be four. That's a 16 foul on Cheyenne. And we'll see. They might call a goaltend here. They do. They call a goaltend on the play. And that is a tough break. That is a big sequence of events. That's three on Garten. And they're going to give Rogers the bucket. And the and one opportunity. And he dropped it down and made him pay. Don't look now. It's best lead back to five. And the press on here. 2-2-1 trapping press for Coach Pierce and the Bears. Trying to get a steal. Polacco, baseball pass, far side, grabbed by Garten just at the last minute and flipped right back to Weber on the wing. Switch the top of the key to Polacco. Over to Dash Garten. Dash picks up his dribble, bounces it back out. Now the defense extending to half court for Cheyenne, trying to get a steal. They give it over to Dash. Tries to split the double team, lost the basketball to Allen. Quickly ahead to Rogers. They go for the steal. It's a one-on-three. Rogers nowhere to go. Nice defense, but almost stolen away by Rogers. Gets it back. Eurostep inside left hand. Won't fall. Rebound under the hoop. Up and in by who else? Cade Markham. Another big rebound. He's got 14. Leads to three all of a sudden. 2:02 to go. It's a three-point game. Press on again. Cheyenne. Polacco quickly breaks it to Garten. Garten shows ball. Drives baseline. Fade away. Bounces once. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Polacco comes away with it. Takes it up and picks up the foul. Big rebound by the Italian. Going to go to the free throw line here. And his team up three, minute 48 to go. That's going to be foul number four on Kason Rogers. And now he's got to be careful down the stretch. Free throws Well, Polacco, and he short arms the first one. Would have made it a two-possession game. He's going to get another crack at it. Reinhardt goes up to tell him it's going to be all right here. And it is, they're bringing Kaysen Dunham back in for Fargo Gage. Second free throw rolls out, and a two misses, and life for the Bears. Down three, 1:45 to go. Rogers with the basketball. Flips it to Smeltzer. Smeltzer, dribble weave to Goad. Guarded by Dunham. Gives it back to Rogers. They switch on him. They're trying to stay in front of Rogers. Oh, he wisely passes out of that. They get it over to Allen on the far wing. Smeltzer to Goad. He's going to turn and shoot top of the key to tie it up. And Goad ties it at 48 with a minute 24 to go. And we're going to get a timeout here. With 1:22 left, we're knotted up again at 48. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Back here in Fargo. A little confusion, a little bit there, who's called that timeout. That would have left Coach Pierce with one for the Bears, but it was actually Coach Harris going to take the timeout there. Seemed like the refs had a little disagreement, but they gave it to that timeout charged to the Bearcats. They've got three remaining. There's two left for Coach Pierce and the Bears. Tied at 48 once again. Back and forth we go. We've had multiple lead changes here. The fourth quarter has been fantastic as Fargo Gage Ford Supply has led most of the game. But after tying it up there in the third quarter and pulling front in the fourth for Cheyenne, they've had a couple lead changes here, and now we're down to a tie game and the ball with the Bearcats. You can probably expect to see a press from Cheyenne on this inbounds pass. They've been in the press for the last 2 minutes or so. We'll see. Nope, everybody's pulling back. No press. So starters back in, and everybody at Fargo Gage was looking for it and didn't come. It's going to be a half-court trap as everybody's kind of right waiting for him to come across the timeline. This is a 1-3-1 half-court trapping zone. A little bit of a different look here for Coach Pierce defensively. Reinhardt bounces it back outside. They get it into the corner to Dunham. He's double-teamed. He's in trouble. Got to get rid of it. Oh, and finally gets it to Reinhardt, top of the key. Corner, Weber is open for a second. Flips it back to Reinhardt. Skies for it over to Garten. 58 seconds left. He shot fakes. Drives inside. Eurostep kick out. Weber, corner three. Bounces out. Fight for the rebound and a foul on the board. And that's going to be on Dunham. And that's now the eighth team foul. So it's 1-1, the fourth foul on Dunham. And two huge foul shots coming up. And it'll be Gage Smeltzer to shoot them. For a second there, Dunham thought he fouled out, it looked like, but he's not. He's staying in. So they're saying he's leaving. They're saying he had five fouls. I thought that was four. I had four, but he's now weird. I'm not sure he was supposed to foul out, but he nonetheless, he's out of there. Either way, he's not in the game. It's going to be the Weber and the 1-1 free throw for Smeltzer. Rolls out, and his score remains tied at 48, 48 seconds to go. Dash Garten in there. Picked up the almost over and back by Polacco. He gets it ahead to Garten, driving baseline. Kicked outside, stolen away by Connor Allen. And Garten left his feet a little too soon, and it looks like we're going to get another timeout with 35.6 seconds to go. Tied at 48. We're going to keep it right here because it has been a back-and-forth affair and tied again. Not sure what happened there because I had four fouls for Dunham. They said it was five. Either way, he comes out of that basketball game. And I think the announcers, Cheyenne announcers, had said the same thing. So it would appear that he's been tagged with an extra foul. Probably should have been able to stay in the basketball game. Now, keep in mind, he's got 11 points. Most of those were in the first quarter. But that's a big gun out there that's not on the floor. And that could be an officiating mistake or a score table mistake, one of the two. So out there, who will be out there, will be Dash Garten-Reich or Garten Donald Weber, Roddy Reinhardt, and Polacco, Frederico Polacco, for Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Again, the starters will be back in. They've played every minute of this basketball game for Cheyenne. And we'll see what inbounds play we've got dialed up. The Bears will have the ball here with 35 seconds or so. We'll see 35.6 to be precise. We'll see if they hold for the last shot or try to get the first open look they have. One timeout left for Cheyenne. Three for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. If this is a miss, you can probably bet one of those might happen. Trying to set up a play. They'll see what the inbound is. Going to be on the far sideline behind the timeline. So everybody on Fargo Gage is pushed back into man with Riker, Garten, and Polacco now to guard the two guards. Garten is on Smeltzer. Polacco on Rogers. They weave. Fake the switch. Polacco trying to stay in front of Rogers. 22 seconds left. He almost just threw it away. Threw it high. Grabbed by Smeltzer, who saved it. Smeltzer picks up his dribble. He's got to get rid of it. Picks up his basketball, thrashes it over. Oh, one wise decision. Now we're going to get the last timeout with 11.7 to go. Coach Pierce didn't like that. It's almost a couple turnovers. So looks like Cheyenne going to hold the last possession in the last timeout. Three timeouts for Fargo Gage, knotted up at 48. See if we can find some other scores here for you around the listening area. Cherokee's finished with Winoka, 42-29. They win. Covington Douglas over Deer Creek Lamont, 71-34. Turpin beats Balco, 43-34 for the guys. Arnett and Forgan, well, that's a second quarter score, but they are tied. Some of these are not updated quite yet. Timberlake has beat Cimarron, 43-26. That one just coming in. And Lomega over Medford, 74-26. Lomega's girls beat Medford by 100. Today, or almost 100 today, 106-14. And just a crazy score, meaning that everybody on the bench must have been in that game at some point and were still scoring. Inbound and now on the sideline, 11.7. Smeltzer into Rogers, and did he step over and back? And they're going to call a foul. As Polacco thought he got all ball, they're going to say shove in the back, and that's going to be free throws for Jason Rogers. And two fouls now on Polacco. And Rogers at the free throw line. This is still 1-1 with 10.6 to go. He's in a tie game. Huge free throws for Rogers, who's got 15 tonight. He averages 15. He's hit that number, and he can break it here. None bigger than this shot. First one for Kaysen. He eyes it up. It is up. He bounces it out, and he missed it. Life for Fargo Gage, and there goes a quick timeout by Reinhardt. And we're going to take this one with him. 9.6 to go, tied up at 48. Do not leave us. It's coming down to the last shot here in Fargo. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Back here in Fargo, we are tied up at 48, one possession remaining to decide who takes this one home. Home team Bearcats going to have the basketball at 9.6 seconds on the clock. There are no timeouts for Cheyenne. There are two left for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. So if they cross the timeline, they got to go the length of the court, and there will be no pressure put on by Cheyenne. Quickly ahead to Garten, gets it at the half court line, let it roll. And then they call another timeout. So they cross half court and then call timeout again. I like that decision there by Coach Harris. He had the timeout to give, and now he can set up a half court play instead of worrying about what he does at full court. And if you're Fargo Gage, you're obviously looking for number one. Right? I'd be shocked if anyone other than Garten takes this shot. Now, we have had some hot shooters tonight. One of them, Dunham, not in. But Polacco has 6. He's had a hot hand. Weber can shoot the 3-ball. They may be open if you get a drive from Garten and a kick. Now, you don't need a 3. A 2 works. And both teams will be in the double bonus with the next foul. So if you get fouled, it'll be 2 shots. Now, refs don't like to call fouls in this last-second shot like this. So we'll see if anyone will pull the trigger. 8.4 left on the clock, and we'll see what Coach Harris has drawn up. Back and forth affair. Coming down to this, tied up at 48, 8.4 seconds. Going to be inbounded on the sideline to Garten. Top of the key, six to shoot. Over, quarter, dash Garten, picks it up, back to Riker for three, and the win rattles out with 2 seconds left. We're going to overtime at 48. Shot got a good look. Garten couldn't connect, and it's going to be one more frame here in Fargo, tied up at 48, and we're coming back after this extra basketball here on Road to the Big House, here on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite our own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Back in Fargo, overtime here in the boys' game, 48-48, and the tip is going to Fargo Gage Folk Supply to start this OT as Garten was tipping it up there against Rogers, and Riker Garten going to start with the basketball. Seems to be squinting a little bit, like he's got something in his eye. He goes to the top of the key, swings it over to Weber. And Weber back to Garten. Now the wing. Dash Garten stolen away by the freshman Allen. Allen on the breakaway lay-in and laid it in coast to coast. Connor Allen, double digits, and what anticipation there. Only a freshman there, 24. And now back, top of the key. Garten with the answer from top. It won't go, and a long rebound goes right back to Goad. And with, they're going to say it was, 50-48 is the score. For a second there, I thought they only didn't give him enough points on the scoreboard. Cheyenne leads by two with 3:15 to go in overtime. They're going to get a travel and a carry. And Dash Garten saw it immediately. Smeltzer lost control of the basketball. And him and Garten talking a little bit out there. And Riker Garten seems to be pretty, his left eye is like squinted. It looks almost swollen down there. He keeps messing with it. It might be affecting his vision. Top of the key to Garten, right back outside to Weber. They bounce it over to Riker. Right back to Weber. Playing catch now on the perimeter in the near wing. Looking outside. Oh, they threw it to Weber, and he wasn't ready for it and threw it out of bounds. And Garten keeps holding that eye. He's having trouble seeing out of that left eye. And that was a defense. They put Glisson in for offensive purposes. Looked like he was about ready to check in. And now on defense, Dash Garten checks back in. So Glisson was in for about 2 seconds there. Now the ball over to Kaysen Rogers, his team with a two-point lead and 2:52 left in overtime. Rogers guarded by Polacco, trying to get up in him. Rogers gets around him, takes it to the rack, right hand to foul and the bucket. Rogers on the attack, and Garten keeps holding that eye. He's really struggling out there. Rogers had 17 and a chance to make it one more. Goes to the free throw line. That'll be the third foul on Polacco. Great take by Kaysen Rogers. He's going to go to the free throw line. A chance to make it a five-point lead, and the foul shot rolls in for him. 18 for the senior. 53-48. Riker Garten looking to attack. Baseline fadeaway rolls out, tipped around by Glisson underneath, and a push in the back and the rebound. And that's going to be two free throws. And Glisson picking up the foul off the bench. Seemed to be coming in for offense, defense substitutions. That time didn't work out for Coach Harris, as that's going to put Kaysen Rogers at the free throw line to shoot two. His team up five. 2:36 to go. His fouls are huge now. Both teams shooting, and he rolls it out. It was a one and one. It should have been two. And, yep, there they go. Coach Pierce was all over top of it. Everybody took off. There, no one in Cheyenne was down there for the rebound. They're all back on defense because they knew it was two. And the Bearcats are ready to take off on that one. But, yeah, he will get another. Everyone's shooting two free throws. It's the double bonus for everybody. The next foul will put both teams in it. He missed them both, though. 53-48, two big misses for Rogers. Life for the Bearcats. Palacco with the basketball. Glisson's going to stay in there on the elbow. Weber for three, high, arcing shot, bounces high. Fight for the board on Reinhardt, and we're going to get a foul under the hoop. And that's going to be a push off and more free throws for Cheyenne. On the board, that will be charged to Roddy Reinhardt, his third. And Fargo Gage going to have to stop fouling on the boards because they're just putting guys at the free throw line. They were lucky last time. Rogers missed them both. And now Markham with a chance to shoot two. Still a five-point lead for Cheyenne. 2:21 to go in overtime. Eyeing it up, spinning it. It's going to be Markham. He hit it. Nothing but net for Caden Markham. He's got 15. He's been great tonight for the Bears. 54-48, six-point lead now. He can make it seven. The Bearcats going to have to slow down, play their game of basketball, move the ball around. They got plenty of time. Second one drops for Markham. He's got 16. Overtimes belong to the Bears so far. Wing to Garten. Back to Palacco. Skipped in the corner. Weber, three. Same spot. Going to come up short, bounce around, and a rebound by who else? Caden Markham. Been huge on the boards. Working on a double-double. 2:04 to go. Cheyenne can ice this thing up seven. They're just going to try to hold. Looking for a steal. Palacco that gets it over to Rogers. Palacco's trying to face guard Rogers. He got it anyway. Corner for Godin. He's finally fouled. And that foul going to be tagged to Glissom, who's had fouls to give. He's got two. It's two free throws now for Kyler Godin. 7-point lead. Already a three-possession game with a minute 50 to go. As Weber, two missed threes here in overtime. And the free throw goes down for Kyler Goode, who's got nine. One more, he can get the double digits. 56-48. Overtime for the Bears. They've run away with it in overtime right now. Second free throw's missed. Life with a minute 50 to go for Fargo Gage. They really just need a point. Now Weber, wing, right back to Palacco. Drives the zone defense still over to Garten. Trying to make it difficult. Poked away by Allen, but it goes right back to Garten, who drives, gets called. The blocking foul in the bucket. Will they count it? I think they have to, right? We'll see unless they put him at the line. They're going to count the bucket. Big bucket there for Garten, who's got 19. Gave him the continuation. He's cut it to six. He can cut it to five here. That is the fourth foul on Caden Markham. One more, and he's going to sit, and that could be rough for Coach Pierce. He's not played anyone on his bench. Free throw drops for Garten. He's got 20. Minute 34 to go. It's a four-point lead. Press on here. Almost stolen away. Rogers has it. He's got to get rid of the basketball. And I think we're going to get the one timeout. And oh, they're going to call a hand check foul. And it'll confuse us. Offensive foul there. Oh, my goodness. And that's going to be free throws. I'm not sure how that occurred. That's the fourth foul on Reinhardt, but I'm not sure. Must have been away from the basketball, or I guess he hand-checked him trying to get the steal there. And a ticky-tack foul. Going to put Rogers at the line for two. And he made the first one. Just rolled it in, and he's got 19. And the battle with Rogers and Garten tonight has been great. Once again, I have Kason Rogers at 19. The scoreboard has him at 17. And that second one drops. He's got 20. 1:29 left. 7-point lead for Cheyenne. Shot fake, drive to the elbow. Outside to Weber, 4-3 from the corner. And it went off the side of the backboard, and he missed it badly. And Weber struggling from three. They're going to bring in Dash Garten now for Glissom. A little offense-defense substitution. A minute 20 to go, and Weber ice cold after being red hot at the Buffalo tournament. Cooled off a little here tonight. Press on now for Fargo Gage. Quickly broken over to go, almost broken. He's got to get it over the timeline. Picked up his dribble. They got to get it over. Quickly back to the other side and just in time. And now a foul quickly by Garten, and he had to do it. That is four, though, on Riker Garten. And a minute eight to go and a seven-point lead. If Cheyenne hits their foul shots, this thing will be over. Goad at the line. Going to shoot two here. First free throw drops down for Kyler Goad, who's got 10. Wissom coming back in for Garten. 59-51 in overtime. Cheyenne leads by 8 and make it 9. Goad hit them both. 60-51. Minute 8 to go. Fargo Gage needs some threes and some steals in the last minute 8. Garten from the wing. He's going to drive and just hoist it. He had to, and that's going to come up short and a rebound by Goad. And 59 seconds to go. They got to get a steal here. Ball on the ground. Oh, almost got one, but flipped ahead to Smeltzer. Gets it over to Goad. And Goad slowing it up. With 47 seconds left, and I think they're going to pull everybody back here for Fargo Gage. Just trying to get steals. No one fouling right now. Looks like they're taking a knee on this one here. Now over Goad and back. And that's going to be it. 30 seconds to go. They're not even going to foul. They're pulling off the dogs. Smeltzer now from the wing. Back top of the key. What a game. Went to overtime. And Cheyenne coming out in the extra frame. Running away with it in the OT. Rogers is going to dribble around. 14 seconds to go. Over to Goad. Back of the corner to Kaysen. And the crowd on their feet. And the Bears going to come away with a double dip. Cheyenne Raiden Bears victorious in overtime. 60-51 is the final. They're going to move to 8-12. Fargo Gage going to drop to 12-9. We're going to come back, wrap this thing up. This is Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the black community learn about lung cancer, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer. Fact, in the United States, over 25,000 black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. Fact, lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among black men and women. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Because fact, change is possible, and it starts with you.
And welcome back here in Ellis County. Final 60-51 in overtime. Cheyenne boys have come away with the win over the Fargo Gage Fort Supply Bearcats. And tough way to end senior night for the Bearcats. But what a game. Overtime win. Went down to the wire. Got a look at it at the end of regulation. Couldn't get it done. And great job by Cheyenne. A lot of good rebounds there. Caden Markham was great tonight. He had 16 points, but he had multiple rebounds and a lot of second chance points kept alive, especially down the stretch there by the sophomore. Kaysen Rogers led all scorers for Cheyenne. He had 20. Almost led all scorers, period. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Kyler Goad had 11. Connor Allen Allen had 10. Gage Smeltzer has 3. The starters playing wire to wire for Coach Pierce. Not one bench player got into that basketball game. Showing a lot of grit, though. Down 7 at the half, coming back to tying it, and then pulling it out in overtime. And they needed that one. They moved to 8-12. And for the home team, the Bearcats fall to 12-9. They were led by Riker Garten, who was great. He had 20 points in this one. Missed that three at the end, but did about everything else tonight. Kasem Dunham had 11. A lot of those in the first quarter. Rowdy Reinhardt had 3. Frederico Polacco had 6 big ones, and he played really well tonight as well. Dash Garten with 4. Donald Weber with 5. Devin Smith with a couple for the Fargo Gage Fort Supply Bearcats. So, also, if you just joined us, the girls, Cheyenne girls won as well. So it was a double dip. They won 46-33 a little earlier. So a great game tonight. I want to thank everybody here at Fargo Gage for having us hospitable, and it's a great atmosphere. It was a tough night for senior night. They didn't get wins for their seniors, but they'll be back again next week ready to fire it up here as next week for both of these teams for Fargo Gage, or not for Friday, actually. For Fargo Gage, they will get, looks like Shy, it looks like Buffalo. So they will be Buffalo and at home. So they'll get the Bison at home on Friday. What it looks like an afternoon game. Nope, that may be a Saturday. Yes, that's Saturday. So they will play on Saturday at 1. That will be a home game against Buffalo for Fargo if the OSSAA schedules are correct. And for Cheyenne, we mentioned they got a little bit of a tough stretch, particularly for the girls. They've got, they're at Arapahoe Butler, followed by Merritt, followed by at Sealing. That is a murderer's row of a three-game stretch for the Lady Bears. So they're going to have to get back in the gym and start getting ready for it. What is going to be a super tough stretch. But got the win tonight for both of these squads. Big down the stretch as we're down to about the last handful of games before we get into the postseason. So good to get things rolling in the right direction. We want to thank all our sponsors. We want to thank Bank 7, Moore's Roofing, and H&R Block. Couldn't do it without you guys. Also want to thank everybody back at the studio. CJ Montgomery, the man, the myth, the legend, doing it well for a long time. Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez, also some men, some myths, and all legends. Also Tyler Riggs calling the Woodward game. Didn't get a score on the Boomers yet, but they're playing Alva tonight in a tough one, so hopefully we wish the best of luck to them. Let's see if we can kind of round one up here real quick. Looks like the girls lost 52, or the boys lost 52-38. We do have that one, so a tough one. A very, very good Alva Goldbuck team that has designs on state tonight for the Boomers. But Tyler Riggs calling that one. I want to thank Tyler as well. Sean Kelly back on the board, making miracles happen back there. Always appreciate Mr. Kelly and doing it several things at a high level back there at K101. Also Brooke Williams, owner, operator, executive producer here of Round Ball Roundup. So I want to thank Brooke as well. Join us on Friday. We've got a good one for you. Hammond is taking on Merritt. That's a couple of teams that are playing real good basketball at the right time. Hammond right now ranked number 2 in Class B, and Merritt is currently ranked number 11 in Class 2A. That's going to be in the girls' side. Also, the Merritt boys really good, and Hammond got some athletes on that squad as well. So join us in Merritt on Friday for that one. That's going to be a tip right around 6:30, pregame at 6:15. So for everybody here at Fargo Gage, I want to say thank you. For everybody out there, I want to say thank you for listening. Be safe wherever you are. I'm Trent Caldwell, everybody. Be safe going home, and have a great night.
You've been listening to Round Ball Roundup on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101. Round Ball Roundup has been brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. And H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. The executive producer of Round Ball Roundup is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of K101, your tri-state leader in sports. K101.